Welcome back to the Sports Zone, everyone. Keith Kelly here with you. Going to talk some Cowboy basketball. They were victorious over Utah State last night, 83-65. Senior Hayden Dalton had 27 points in the win. Hayden, what's happening, man?
Nothing much. How you doing?
Doing all right. So, you know, do you keep tabs on NBA stuff? Did you see, former Cowboy Larry Nance Jr. going back home, going back to Cleveland? Did you see that today?
Yeah, I did see that, it's crazy what can happen in the NBA. You know, you never know when you can get traded and all that. I think there's a lot of trades, mainly with the Cavs today. But, I think that's going back to his hometown. And I think the Cavs have wanted him for a while just because he's a hardworking guy. And he would fit in well there and just be a hard worker. So I think it'll be a good situation for him.
That's pretty cool, though, to start off playing your career with one Hall of Famer in Kobe Bryant and then going to play however long it may be with LeBron James, who's going to be a Hall of Famer. I mean, those are two pretty good guys to learn from, I think.
Yeah, definitely. He's got lucky and very blessed to be able to do that. I mean, that's awesome for him. I know he played in Kobe's retirement game in his last season and different stuff like that, and now he gets to go play with LeBron, so, I mean, yeah, that's awesome for him.
All right, I'm going to get this one out of the way because I know you addressed it a little bit last night, but did you know how close you were to the 1,000 points whenever Coach Edwards took you out for the rest of the night?
I didn't know going into the game, but then there was a timeout, and I was 3 away, and I had 2 free throws, and he said that I was, you know, 3 away, and everybody was going to take me out. He didn't want anything to happen. We were up enough, you know, and he didn't want anything to happen, injuries or anything, you know, that, I don't know. You never know, so, but I did know. He pulled me aside and let me know, so.
You know, it's interesting you say that and kind of jokingly saying, you know, oh, he should have let you in and all that kind of stuff. But then we saw what happened to Caleb Martin from Nevada last night when they were ahead, when the game was out of reach against CSU, and he gets hurt. And he's lost for a significant amount of time. That's a big loss for them, and they lost the game as well.
Yeah. So, I mean,
to UNLV, I'm sorry, UNLV.
Yeah. I didn't know about that until you just told me, but I mean, it's a smart coaching decision. I didn't really need to be in the game at that point, and, you know, I'll get the 1,000 points. That's not the most important thing. You know, it's just another milestone, but it's more important for me to be healthy and, you know, getting some of those other guys in there in the game who don't play as much to get their feet wet a little bit, you know.
You took a couple deep threes last night, and I was doing the TV for the game, and one of them you came up, and I called it a heat check because you were way out. Do you know how far behind the line? I mean, obviously you have court awareness, but you know exactly how far you are because, man, it seemed like you were about 30 feet out whenever. Do you remember that three I'm talking about?
Yeah, on that one I just came down. The guy was sitting back, and at the time I didn't realize when I shot it how far away it was. And, I mean, everybody was telling me that it was about 30 feet out, and I thought it was going in, and it rolled around and almost went in, but, yeah, it was definitely a lot of heat check, for sure, so.
I got to ask you, your fadeaway where you kind of, I mean, it's an indefensible shot that you have, and I likened it to kind of Kareem's sky hook where you just can't block it. Your fadeaway, I mean, you shot one from about 18, 19 feet last night where, I mean, it was just a thing of beauty. How often do you work on something like that to where you're pretty spot on? You had that one and another one that I love when you use the glass, even from a long range. How much do you work on stuff like that?
I shot that fadeaway a lot last season.
Right.
But I tried to perfect those this summer, and I worked on those, you know, at least this summer, at least, you know, 2 to 3 days out of the week in my workouts, and now there's shots off the glass. I shoot those shots almost every day. It just gets me warmed up, and I think that's the easiest shot for me. It gets my shot going, warmed up, now during season, I'll just do a couple fadeaways here and there when I'm doing a light workout. I don't work out as hard, you know, during season, just for to keep my legs good and ready for the games and stuff. But I definitely work on those a lot. Yeah.
How far out do you feel comfortable shooting those types of shots with the fadeaway and then something off the glass? You know, with the certain angle. How far away do you feel comfortable?
I mean, off the glass, you know, anywhere from 15 to 17, 18 mm-hmm. feet. You know, if it's a good angle, I feel comfortable shooting that. And then the fadeaway, I mean, the one last night was probably the deepest fadeaway I've ever shot, or made at least. Anywhere outside of that one last night, I would have been almost behind the 3-point line,
For as good as you guys played offensively last night, the thing that stuck out to me, and I would say you guys as well, is the way you guys play defense, especially on McEwen and Merrill. You guys played extremely well, and I know Coach Edwards credited Nye and Cody for their defense up top, but as a whole, you guys really, really played defense well. Would you agree?
Yeah, definitely. Like Coach Edwards said, those guys did a great job on him. And we really took the game plan and what the coaches were telling us to do and how to guard them and some of their different plays on how to switch and different things so it would be an advantage for us. We really did that very well and took the game plan and executed it for the whole 40 minutes of the game. Our defense was, offense was going, but our defense was, that's how we need to play night in, night out, defensively, regardless of the offense.
How good was it to get a full 40 minutes out there? Because it had been a while. Even though you had several wins in there, some of them were, some of them were games where you lost big leads or you came back from big deficits. You had some overtimes in there. So how good did it feel to put full 40 minutes together and see what you guys could come up with?
Yeah, that feels great. And I think it's just another step in our growth as a team, and it's coming at a good time now. As we have about 6 or 7 conference games left going into the conference tournament here in a little while, it's good for us definitely because we need that as growth as a team more to be able to put together 40 minutes of a game, and not let teams go on huge runs and come back or we get down and have to come back, So it was really good for us, another step. So.
Have you ever, since you've been with Wyoming, have you ever won at the Thomas and Mack Center or in San Diego at San Diego State since you've been at Wyoming?
I don't think I have that. I remember.
That'd be nice to finish off, get a couple wins on the road. I mean, first of all, they're good road wins, but second of all, get a little revenge against a couple good teams. And I know it starts first with Vegas last night. I'm sure you've seen a little bit of them, maybe not a ton, as you got it today and tomorrow to really dive in. But to go on the road these next two games in two places where Wyoming traditionally hasn't been successful at, to get to play well, I'm sure is first and foremost. But this is an important road trip, would you say?
Oh, definitely. After the game last night, Coach was congratulating us and giving us good compliments about the game and how we played as a team. And then he went straight to talking about the road trip and how it's a huge road trip for us. And we just need to be focused on what we need to do and hopefully come away with two big road wins, like you said. So it'll be a big big trip for us for sure, yeah.
I know last night you weren't really interested in talking about certain individuals from UNLV, but in terms of UNLV as a team, an improved team from last year, but, from maybe limited stuff you've seen about the Rebels, what have you seen and what do you know about them right now?
We haven't started watching film, and obviously we haven't played them yet this year, so I don't know too much. I've seen them play a little bit on TV. Mm-hmm. And, just seen some little things here and there in film when we're watching films from other teams in our conference, but they're big at the 4 and 5 spot, and they have some good guards. They have the one really good point guard from last year, and then they got a couple new pieces. I think they're a good, well-rounded team, and when they're playing good, they're really good. So just like everybody else in our conference, for the most part, they're another mm-hmm. another team who can play with anybody, so it'll be good competition.
Well, Hayden, I'll congratulate you now because, like you said, you'll get to that 1,000-point mark, but I'm sure you'd trade them for a couple wins over the next week against UNLV and San Diego State. So safe travels to Vegas this weekend, and best of luck against the Rebels. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you.